Sefer Ikrim. It's a Sefer that was written on the principles of faith by Rabbi Yosef Albo. So he says, now, bitachon, a person says hoping. You mentioned before, l'chayro, why should I hope for something that didn't happen? Hoping for something that can't materialize is not healthy. It causes too much heartache, too much stress. It's not good for your heart. It's not good for, you know, just, you know, a person has a dream, he's hoping to win the lottery. He starts gambling, he doesn't win the lottery. It's not healthy for him. Let him give up his dream and live life peacefully. So why should you await things to happen which are too much for you? So he says, says if it's taka something that's too much, you're right, but over here it's something. He says, if you're believing in something which is a dream, which is false, so the more you hope for it and the more it doesn't materialize, so the more heartache you have and the less, the more depressed you get, and it's not healthy for you. But when you trust something that will happen, then not only you don't get depressed, but he says, Kavi Hashem Chazak V'Yamis Libecha V'Kavi Hashem. You know something is true, so meditating about that, that is, you know for sure it's going to happen, and you think about the fact that it's going to happen, it gives you more hope. It gives you more strength, and the more strength you get, you're going to hope even more that it's going to happen even quicker. He says, when you believe something is really true, and so then, when right now you don't have it, but you know you're going to get it, and you think about how it's going to be then, so it fills your heart with hope. And that hope strengthens you, gives you koyach to live the moment. And then when you have the more, it says, Kavil Hashem, Chazak V'Yam Sebecha V'Kavil Hashem. The pasuk says twice. It says, hope for Hashem, your heart will be strengthened, and hope for Hashem. It says, first you hope, then that hope gives you strength. The more strength you have, the more hope, the more it's mechazik, your tikva that will happen now. So he says, a true hope for Mashiach, when you really believe it's going to happen, and it really fills your heart with hope, then on the contrary, the more hopeful you get, the more hopeful you get, it's going to happen now. He said, and finishes off, he says, the pasuk, this is a Sefer Ikrim, so right at the end, mamash towards the, not, right before the last panic. He says, the pasuk says, It says, if he prolongs the wait his coming, Mashiach's coming, he'll come, he won't delay. It says, I don't understand. Beginning of the pasuk says, he'll delay. Then it says, he won't delay. So he said like this, if he prolongs hope, that hope itself, you should hope that he won't delay, and that hope will make that he won't delay.